Begin the current daf. Misach Tzeir v'Nef Chav Ches. Begin the Menalta. Begin the Tzeir d'Masa. Begin the word the Gemara. Tzira a hornet like a sheish. If one eats it, one gets six sets of lashes. Tzeir can explain that why don't you get, which Rashi already brings up, a different pasuk as another set of lashes. Tzeir says, Pesach according to Rashi explains, the hadach is a big gedushin. I is another pasuk in Pesach gedushin. Do not make yourself an abomination by eating anything that crawls in the ground. So you see, there's another negative prohibition regarding shratzen. And that's a big deal in Mishnah. That's talking about large creatures, large unkosher animals. Because the likes of sheretz doesn't say sheretz, which is the term of something that's a vermin that crawls in the ground. So that's why it's difficult, because the perigdal mises darshin and the gemara and enough nun tesma basic gemara expounds, says the pasuk v'chol chayer remesis, and any creature that's remesis, that, what does it refer to? Zen nachash, it refers to the snake. So it takes a measure of sounds. Dermisa, now may have a davar rechish. That not only the word sheretz, but those remisa sounds like somebody crawls on the ground. Like the snake that slithers on its belly. So therefore then, this posse that uses termes ahadama should then also include shratzen. And therefore, Mefarsh Rabbi Yaakov Dorleins, he explains a different answer. He says, the me'ila perkotcha mezvech. The Gemara explains that this pasuk that we're asking the question from is davka b'shmein shratzim, specifically by the eight types of shratzim which they're metame. Where how do we know to mandosh shmein shratzim? Because the pasuk says that shevdati l'cham l'tame, that I separated them to become tame. The mevdalim di barkasav. The Torah is talking about those eight shratzim. The Torah is separate from all other shratzim. All other shratzim are not metame the size of a lentil. Only these eight are metame the size of a lentil. Oh, it's different. Somebody eats a hornet, he's not going to get another love for Loisa Shakta B'chalash or Timmers, because this pasuk is specifically by the Shemayin and the Shratzim, even though, yes, the word Timmers could mean them, but it's only those eight Shratzim and not things like a hornet. Ketanik says the Master begins with the Gemara, Hanikol Akama, the first claw comes to help. Lemu'ute called the Leidomen Lemishnein Stodim, whatever is not similar to the Prad from two of its components. Which I just can explain the Machlek is that the Gemara brings up if the first claw is the primary or the second claw is the primary. Because the Gemara brought a brisa regarding expounding the pasuk of the kes of meiser with a claw, not the claw. So the Gemara has two different interpretations. Either has to be similar to two or three. So the Gemara explains that this Tana says the primary is the second claw. So it's like a prat, a claw. So the claw really comes to head on anything that the prat said, and therefore including everything. So what's the first claw? That comes to diminish and says, but it's less to share two of the characteristics. Now Taisa says, but Taisa has to take a second look. It says, if you're going to say, the benaz is a paragimel mean and the gemara of lamad heim beis. Oh, my, the gemara says over there, nazir ma'ikim bein trei prati b'klali. What's the difference between when you have two specifics and one klal, which was known a prat, a klal, a prat? The trei klali a prat. If you have two klalim and one prat, which is a klal, prat, a klal, both of them has to be similar to the prat. So the gemara says that by trei klali a prat, when you have two klals and a prat, which is known as a klal, prat, a klal, you could do if it's similar to the prat, even in one criterion, my being that's going to be included. Whereas trei prati klala, when you have two pratim and one klal, at the dama lemishneid stadin until it's similar to from two sides. Says Taisus Mashal the Bechad Tzad it sounds like according to Mandama. That holds the klala bas is primary, that you're coming to include klal prati klal, but you only need to share one characteristic. And here in our Gemara, it sounds like you have to have two characteristics, like our Taisus Mashal quotes. And that's a Taisus Mashal, you could say is, mishneid stadin the hacha, when the Gemara here says that the one who's including the most from klal prati klal, that has to be similar to a criterion. That's really what the Gemara means over there, that has to share only one characteristic. Why? Because the Shneid Stadin, because this side Gemara mentions that share two characteristics, a premier priva gedula karka, that it's derivative from derivative and something that grows from the ground. Really, Shavanhim, that's really the same thing. So that these two are really like one. So to Perikam and the Gedush, the Gemara in the first Perik Gedush, Chavdal and Beis, Gabashin Ba'ayim, regarding freeing the slave when it's his eye or his tooth is knocked out. Darsh, the Gemara expounds, oh, there's a klal, prat, a klal. Ma, prat, mefurish, just like what was specified is explicit, that's mumin shebugali, that these are things that you could see the blemish out in the open. And ma'enachez, they don't come back. So, teisa, anam, it's done shabbat. Although we say klal, prat, a klal, we only have to have one. Those two are really two different dimensions of one thing. It's really being sharing one thing. Ba'ad the parachas, this is the Gemara, ask somebody to remember that to say, wait a second. Ma, prat, mefurish, just like what was specified explicit, is mumin shebugali, one. It's a revealed blemish. Ubatim malacha, number two, he can't do work. Beinachaisen, it doesn't come back. So, what do you mean? You see that actually shares three characteristics, or if you're going to say that really means two, but it's more. Hainal mandama says that's one called mandama, kolakama dafka, the other mandama in Agamar. That the primary is the first category. And Tosfos proves this. Because Akach Ritzah, the bottom of Malachta, because obviously that third thing that's being added on of not being able to work, Guru Mahanach, is less than the other two. And how do we know that? From the fact that Gemara answers, Lechavshi Yishalchenu, that no, it doesn't have to share those three characteristics, because it says that you're going to send it out free, which that's inclusionary terminology, where even if it's a blemish that's not going to stop him from working, he goes out free. Now, says from Shabuhu, now if it would be equal to all the other two, because again, we're saying those two is really one, and we're saying this third thing is really number two, Amayim Abin Leit Fei Meshad Sudden, and why would we include that more than the other two characteristics? Obviously, that it's lesser than the other two, and therefore that's the one that we're coming to include. And again, that's going like the Manda Amakol Kamandavka that has to share three, which again, like we explained, is really two. Now, V'chiyai Sugi Isa B'chulin, and so to this same Sugi we find the Chulin of Samadlov Manal, Pesavial Trefes, and also Gabi, which is Gabi Arba by the kosher locust, Ubrish Elamumi was defined in the beginning of B'chiris of Lamazayin Manal, Gabi Pesecha Iver, granted the blemish of the carbon if it limps or if it's blind, where V'asu Kula Kamandama Kol Kamadavka, all those where we find that it has to have in three tzadim, which again we're saying is really like two, that's all going according to the mandama that says the first call is primary, because brush, like we explained, and therefore, but again, we're saying according to the mandama that called basa davka, that you actually only need, like our sugi says two, which Tais is explaining really like one, because the two are really the same. Boydomiri, also the Rebbe says, the asa shaper, I feel the mandama called basa davka. He says, no, actually, you can even explain those sugis, even according to the mandama that the second call is primary. Because according to him, it also has to be similar in all the options that are equally significant. Even if one is more significant than the other one. It's just that one shouldn't be really more inferior than the rest. According to one that says that the first clause is primary, even if it's very inferior, you still have to be similar to that. Which that's what we're finding in our sugya, that there's have to be two or three. Those two is because it's really one, but anything that's somewhere level to the significance, you have to have that. And there could even be three things that would have to be similar, even called Mandabu Klaw Basadavka. Klaw Kama goes even so far like another sugya, that even something that's very inferior, it still has to share that characteristic. Which ends off by saying, Badaba Masla Kham, this is given over to the sages, Lahaka, to recognize Ezehu Tzad Gudru Shacholkamai. What's considered a really inferior denominator, that would be the difference between if you say Klaw Kama or Klaw Basas. So there's two interpretations of this Machlekes. One was that the one that holds Klaw Basas is primary, so then it only has to be similar like those sugyas say in one common denominator. And whichever is the most similar to the Prat. But when they're both as equal, then you have to have both of them. Whereas according to Mandama, that the first clause is the primary, so it has to be similar in three different criteria. Second interpretation of Tesis was, according to Mandama, called Basra, it has to be equal to all the significant factors, even if one's a little bit more significant than the other one. It's just that if one's really inferior, then it doesn't have to share that, but the Klal Kama, the one that holds Klal Kama, would hold that even the one that's inferior would have to be included. Ketunek says, Master begins with the Gemara, Bubble, Habarub, the Alma, what Bubble is the majority of the world, but Tanabalud, the Bryce of a whole, etc. Tais explains that why is there not a differentiation between Bubble and that of an individual? Because the Gemara says you can make an Erev with Chaziz, with this Shachas, because in Bubble they eat that. So the Gemara says, what? Bubble is the majority of the world, but we learn the Bryce that says, grinding beans and barley and fenugreek that you plant for a vegetable. So Bubble Daita is Kaladim. So here's what you say, Bubble Daita. Tais is bothered. He says, wait a minute, it's a wonder. Amayla Mishani, why does the Gemara answer? Because Mishani Perek Chavos, the Gemara answers in Shabbos Tav Kuf Mem Dalma days. The Gemara says, in the context that it's discussing over there regarding Schita, it says, me dummy, is it similar? Aravya Asra, Arabia is a place. He were to an individual that his intentionality is nullified to the rest of the world. So Tais is saying, so then why didn't the Gemara say this anything over here? Babel is a community. And that is something that it should give significance to the chaziz that it should be valid for an Erev. What are you asking from a Bryce regarding an individual planting how he wants to plant the barley or the beans? They will say batel daita. How is that difficult on this halacha of chaziz, which is regarding a whole place like Bubble? And this is Tesa's fundamental principle. So there's something you can say like this. The Hassam over there in that Sogivadi Shaykh Lachalk, like we're bringing over there the differentiation between Beis Menashe, which was individual, and Arabia, which is the place of a whole town. That they grow thorns for a certain purpose. Why? Because the kulam anami. Because really the whole world also, If they had so many camels like they have in Arabia, they would actually maintain thorns in their fields. Given the significance to a whole town. Even if the whole world had as much pomegranates as he had, they actually would squeeze it, and that would be considered schita. But since it's only one person, but we could say his intention is nullified. Now, in contrast, in our sugya, the whole world, they have the chaziz, the shachas, which is the vegetation when it just grew a little bit and it's not fully matured, and they don't need it. Therefore, we don't differentiate between the place and the person, where still we say that they're not the majority of the world, because the world has it, and they still don't do it. So it says, therefore, also, the Kaman, the Gemara later on, the Choftes, Madbez, we say that the shear of roasted meat for an Erev is to eat two meals of it without bread. Why? According to that Manda Amar, because the Persians, they eat roasted meat without bread. The Gemara says, the Parach, the Gemara asks, what do you think, the person of the giant of the world? And Tosha points out, interestingly, the Gemara does not bring this brisa like it asked over here. That we should say, oh, the person should be nullified to the majority of the world, because it says, no, we should not nullify them. Because since in Babel, since in Persia, they have so much meat, and the truth is, Vishara Oilam Nami, the rest of the world too, and Oilam Rei Basar, if they had so much meat, they actually would eat it without bread. Just like the concept we said regarding Arabia. And if we don't ask for the brisa, it's only typical in our sugya, where we see that they have the chaziz and they don't eat it. And therefore, Tosfos says, a ma'isi shabim a big down name. Therefore, in our sugya also, it's very well that we bring from the garments of a pauper, which is the leboyushir Hashem. They don't need the larger measurement of the wealthy people for their garments. Why? Since something that's less is chashab inayin, is significant in their eyes. So too, that's the Gemara's comparing to the roasted meat, that you don't need to have the significant measurement of the Persians that they have so much meat. Rather, it's enough with what the majority of the world, the way they do it. And moreover, says Tais, the Medami Hashrim al-Hadadi, we find that just the measurements are the same. In other words, just like we find that the two measurements of the Begadim of the Ashim and Anim, each one's independent, neither one is Mavat the other one. So too regarding the Persians and the rest of the world. Neither one is nullified. The Persians, you're right, they will have roasted meat the way they do it, because they eat meat meals out of it, and they won't be bottled to the rest of the world. And the rest of the world won't be bottled to them, and therefore we don't have to do like the Persians, because we don't have meat like them. And so it's not appropriate to bring the Gemara from Achavis, which to ask what we find that the majority of the world is bottled to Arabia where they grow kites, because they says no, there it's different, because like we said, if they would have camels, they would also use the thorns, and therefore that's why it's different than in our sugya where they have but they don't do in regards to depending what it is that we're comparing or contrasting. The chaziz in our sugya is something that the world has and they don't do it anyway, so therefore that's why it's different than that case of Arabia with the camels. Tinek says the master begins with Zigmar Lafik, therefore Zaron Chayiv, the seed is actually obligated. And the vegetable, the vegetation part is actually exempt. Chayiv explains, why did the Baisa have to say this? In other words, the Baisa said that the beans and the barley and the fenugreek could you plan for a vegetable? We say butler diet. It doesn't go, no one does it for the vegetable. So therefore, actually, in contrast to his intention, the seeds are going to be Chayiv and the vegetable is going to be Pata. So he says, don't ask my lafika, what's it there for? Hakatani, you already said the butler died. Obviously, we know his intention is nullified. Obviously, we go based on the norm, which is the zera being chav and the yerek being butler. So it says, no, they come in because you could say, butler died le'inyan, regarding what we say his intention is nullified. Only the misaster regarding when you type it goes achar boi shlish, when it already brought a third kedin zera, like the laws of zera. Meaning we're saying regarding to that, maybe we'd say only that we're going to say is like zera. Or in term in the role of regarding tithing from what's bad and what's good. In other words, regarding to that halacha, that when it's the same species, then you could separate from something that's good on bad, meaning but not from bad on good. So you could have explained that if someone's planting the beans and the barley for yarek, you say, but like dieting mean to say, that the yarek's not considered significant to go ahead and separate meiser on the zera. But still, you would say maybe the yarek is going to be chayav and meiser. That's what the Baruch had to say, that nulafiketh, to go and tell you that no, the yarek is going to be potter, it's totally exempt. Which that relates to the next Tosfos Matzah. It begins with the words of the Gemara, like we said, but Lazera, regarding some of the other cases, said that if you planted for the seed, Mesas and Zera, but yarek, you're going to have to tithe both the seed and the vegetable, because Tosfos explains what's the difference between these two cases that the Braisa brings. If you planted for Yerek or Zerek, because the Braisa said Shachalayim, Garger, if you planted for Yerek, you can have to tithe Yerek for Zerek. If you planted for Zerek, you also can plant Zerek for Yerek, because like Rashi explains, it's used by, it's both are usable parts. So no matter what you planted it for, you can have to take the tithe. So Tosfos bothers, it's payment, it's a wonder. So Milo Yibatan, why don't you just put it all together? Zoran Lazera, Oily Yerek, if you planted for either seed or vegetable, Assassin, Zerek for Yerek. Why have to say each one separately and you're saying the same halacha anyway? So now by Marie, the Marie says, because it does depend. The Heichen, the Zoran Liyarek, where you planted for the vegetable, have a Yerek Ikka. That's the primary. And you're right, both have to have Maishas, but Umisasa Kol Achalikita Ke Yerek. But what's going to be the defining characteristic? You're going to go based on when you actually harvest it, like a Yerek. Bein Yerek, Bein Zara, whether it's for the vegetable part or the seed part. Whereas Vimzara, Lazara, but if you planted for the seed, Misasa Kol Achalikita Ke Yerek, it goes based on the past, Achazman the Roy Lamaisa Zara, on the time when it was fit for the typing of for seeds, which is earlier. On the third, Balerbas Lakita, now when you harvest it. And therefore, Taisa explains a different difficulty. Therefore, in the first case, it says you tithe the Yerik and the Zera. Ubisev, it says Zera Yerik, switch the order. Why? Because the Beresha, Yerik Iker, the Beresha, the primary planting was for the Yerik. Different mentioned Yerik first because that's the primary denominator. Ubisev, Zera Yerik, and by the Sefa, the Zera is going to be primary. And so this is Taisa, but after Mina Nami, Lainin Minadra, Layafa, which we mentioned these variables in the previous places, that also regarding separating tithes from the bad on the good, meaning the kshiyerek yerek, when the primary is the vegetable, have a yerek yafo. So that would mean to say that that's considered the good one. And therefore, you cannot take tithe from the zera and the yerek, because you can't take, quote unquote, what's from bad on the good. But you could tithe from the yerek on the zera, because since they're both the same species, and that's the primary, so therefore you could tithe from the good on the bad. Whereas the kshiyerek yerek, when the primary is the seeds, have a zera yafo, and then the zera is considered, quote unquote, the good. But from the zera, al yerek, and then taking from the seed on the vegetable is minayaf al aroz, from the good on the bad. And the mechay mashmir shalmi perik rivi. The meisus, so this sounds like mishalmi in the fourth perik of Masechtas Meisus.